This is Natasha Fisher for Talk to the Hand on X-Ray FM. We're at the Lowriders Super Show at the Portland Expo Center, and we're going to talk to the people who put incredible amounts of time, effort, and money into these cars. But lowriding is more than just cars. These are moving works of art, and they employ traditions that are often passed down generations. A reflection of a culture that believes in something more than just driving down the street. We've posted videos of the event on Instagram and at xray.fm, so make sure you check that out. Let's go! Tell me about this car. What are we looking at here?
I got a 65 Impala Supersport. I've had it for years, and it's a great car, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I understand from doing a little bit of research, and I'm kind of into cars myself, that the reason that the Chevy was so popular is because of the X chassis. Because it means you can lower that bad boy much easier than another conventional vehicle.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Chevy's a long-lasting car. It's been around for a lot of years. Heavy, strong motors and stuff like that.
Yeah. And also, you know, what's the diameter of these wheels? Because they're a lot smaller, right?
These are 13-inch wheels. They're really small. So when you're driving these cars, they got like you were talking about how heavy they are. It wobbles a lot. So you got to go nice and slow. That's what they call lowriders, slow, low and slow.
You know, I'm from England, so okay. We don't use a lot of Spanish.
Yeah.
But I believe it's bajito. A suavecito.
Yeah, just like that song they're playing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suavecito means low, slow, and nice looking.
Yeah. And I mean, like, especially, you know, after World War II, when folks were coming back and everyone wanted to go fast.
Yeah.
And they could afford the fast.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, these cars right now are more expensive than the fast. Now, you got cars in here that are worth over $200,000.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, my car is simple. I'm only at 40 or 50, you know, but let me tell you, man, like that car, amazing.
The paint job alone is kind of absurd.
Yeah, very absurd. Maybe over $20,000 paint job, yeah.
I like yours because it's understated,
Yeah. It's
smooth, and this is a relationship right here, right?
It is. It's like my marriage. Learn hater sometimes. Cisco Kid was a friend of
mine. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Hi, I'm with X-Ray FM. Do you have a minute? You look like you're busy. You're getting ready to polish something.
My orange car there.
That's your car. I can't swear on the radio, but if I could, I would be now. That is so next level. It's kind of insane.
Yes.
Now tell me how much you've invested in this beautiful vehicle.
So we own a body shop, so we did a lot of the work ourselves.
Okay.
And a lot of hours.
There's not a bit of this car that hasn't been touched and affected in some way.
Yeah. It's actually an 82 Buick Regal, so it looks nothing like one.
But no.
When I close it down, it does.
It's kind of like a transformer.
A lot of people do say that. That's what they refer to it as.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it's a transformer that turns into both a casino and a disco in the evenings.
You could say that. It's actually turns into a money pit.
Tell me about where you got this car from. Is there a history with this car?
There is, actually. This car has been in and out of my family for many years. And it ended up in Texas a while back, and I ended up getting it back from there. But it was the first car I bought when I was a kid, a teenager. I was 14 when I bought it.
This is beyond just a car, right?
Yes.
This is a culture and a way of life.
Yes.
How many more have you got in the background that you're still developing?
My wife's got one. I also have, like I said, a couple Impalas.
Uh-huh.
And all my kids are involved. Actually, they're going to be here shortly. They all have like pedal cars or lowrider bikes as well.
Nice.
But as they get older, you know what I mean? We help them with whatever one they want. But it's just a way of life for us now. It's the way we were raised. And, you know, my wife's from East LA. And so it's a culture that we've grew up in, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Lorraine, will you chat with me for a minute?
Sure.
Martin was just telling me that you have a car.
I do.
That's being put together.
Yes.
Tell me about, you know, I understand that Lowrider recently did their first Woman of the Year or Female Lowrider of the Year. I see that this is, you know, quite a male room.
Very much so.
That the vendors that are selling t-shirts and stuff are more women, but there's not so many women with cars. When you kind of develop your car, will you bring it to an event like this?
I'm hoping to one day. I feel like we're not at that level yet. She'll get there eventually, but most definitely I want to compete with the best.
What are your hopes for your car? What do you plan to do with it?
So right now we're waiting on some more chrome. We're going to redo the engine and hopefully fix, you know, the hydraulics. You know, right now it just goes up and down. You know, it's very minimal, but I want to be able to, you know, hop that thing, hit a three-wheel, you know.
What kind of car is it?
It's a 1994 Cadillac Fleetwood.
Oh, that's a little different then. That's a little bit more modified.
Kind of like that yellow one over there that you see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like the fact they put a mirror underneath it. That was a cool trick.
For sure. Yeah.
I'd say that, you know, beyond just the car and the art of the car, the lowrider culture is massive and has stretched all the way back to the late 40s.
Correct. Yes. And so, honestly, that's why we got him when my husband first started doing this. Why we gravitated to it as a family, because we love the culture, the people, the environment. We've met so many people to this day. We still, you know, my kids call them uncles and aunts because we've known them for so long.
Reading about the Lowrider magazine, and Lowrider kind of brought Pachuco together so that they could combine into the lowriding scene. Is that right?
Yes, it could be. This is more like a Chicano style, with, you know, starts with the Pachuco, and then, you know, other cultures, you know, like Japanese culture and some other Euro cultures, you know, took over also, which is awesome because it expands, you know. So this is a worldwide movement.
Yeah, I noticed the Japanese are really into this. They take it almost as seriously as the Latino community.
They do, you know, even like I said, you know, some of the people even look like they were Chicanos, you know, with all the tattoos and shaved heads and the way they dress. Like I said, they accepted the culture, which is awesome. I'm proud of, you know, who we are. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. When the sound system really kicked into gear, we moved into the green room at the Expo Centre, and I was able to find a quiet corner and speak with members of the Majestics Car Club, one of Portland's top representatives of the lowrider community. They can be found on social media at Majestics Portland. Let me speak to you. You look like you've got a shirt on, a mechanic shirt almost. That looks like it's oil resistant.
Yes, it is. It is. Helps with the hydraulic fluid.
So did you bring all of the vehicles in on a flatbed, or did any of them drive in?
Some of us drove here, and then some were on the enclosure open trailers as well.
How many of these do you go to every year?
About 15.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah.
That takes a lot. So you guys, Majestics is a kind of, dare I say, a club?
It is a worldwide club.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And so so you have chapters all over the world.
All over the world,
Would I say maybe even Japan?
Yes.
Because the Japanese are really into low riding, I hear.
Yes.
Okay. How much time and money do you think it takes to manage one of these vehicles? Just one. That beautiful blue one with all the mirrors. How much of your soul has gone into that?
I've been doing this for about 20 years, and it's taken me 20 years to get there. And we're still there.
Yeah. And has your crew got bigger over those 20 years?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was about five of us when we started back in 2009, at least our chapter. But now we got 11 members strong. We probably got about 12, 13 cars. So pretty deep.
Wow. What's your favorite part of the car?
Hydraulics. Definitely the hydraulic setup.
After show, do you hang out? Because I feel like there's probably a bit of relief when a show's done. You know, as much fun as it is, it's a lot of work to do all this. Is there a bit of an after party just for the folks that come here and put all this together?
There's usually a pre-party, there's an after party, and then there's an after party after that. So it's a whole weekend thing usually for the most part.
I love the fact that there is a female lowrider that was entered into the Hall of Fame in, I think it was 2025 maybe. And that's becoming a much more popular thing. Do you think that we're going to start to see more women with cars competing in these awards every year?
Yeah, absolutely. Within the Majestics, we have a lot of female lowriders. There's also a all-female lowrider club here in Oregon as well.
Yeah, I think I saw there was a lowrider women car. It had like a badge on the front. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they got a whole lineup down there towards the end. It's a Locas Car Club. They're from our same neighborhood out there in Hillsboro as well. But yeah, they're definitely rolling deep out here in Oregon.
That's great. Thank you so much. So I have to turn to you. I know we spoke a little bit earlier, but in terms of doing events like this, do you have to take a lot of time out to be able to kind of manage this in terms of making sure that everything gets on the truck and it's a project management in itself, right?
Yeah, what we do is we start setting up kind of during the week, getting everything in the trailers or in the cars that are going to the show. Mm-hmm. And then that way we're ready to go when the time comes.
So do you have to lay out your whole year when you do stuff like this to think about all the different events that you're going to? Because there's another one of these in LA, right?
Yeah. We like to do a kind of like a deal where we put all the shows that we want to hit, mm-hmm, and kind of check them all off as we go throughout the year, which ones we are going to and which ones we'll try to make.
Wow, so this is a serious amount of mileage. Not on the car, I guess, because you're putting them on flatbeds, but you as a team, I mean, this is a band of brothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You probably know too much about each other at this point.
Probably, yeah.
Do you have any insight into, see, all of these people here, they look, I'll be honest with you,
they get along pretty well.
They look a bit quiet, they look a bit cheeky.
Just right now, while the little hand's around.
The tiny hand is making them come off a little defensive.
When nobody's around, they talk a lot.
Do you have any insider information on any of these folks that you'd like to share with the Portland community?
I don't want to disclose any information on these guys. I do have some insider information, though. Oh. I just don't want to disclose it.
No, okay. I'm curious to know. I'm fascinated by the wheels. What the arm can do to twist the wheel, to absorb and cushion the dynamic of the lifts, and how many lifts people can do. I'm wondering. I'm going to ask you because you look like you're desperate to chat. You're so ready for a question. How many bumps? I don't know. What do you call that when you do a hydraulic lift? Is that a bump? What do you call it?
Call them licks.
Licks?
Yeah.
Oh, how many can you do in one kind of go?
You could do like 2-3. You just gotta be on it.
Okay, and
lick, or else you won't get that high up.
Okay, and how high could one lick go?
Just depends on the car setup. If you got something hot, you'll be up there. If not, then you won't get off the ground much.
Okay. Do you ever have to strap yourself in because you bounce yourself out of your own seat?
No, you just got to be real precise with the timing. It's all about timing.
Okay. So I almost think like it's a bit like being on a bucking bronco or something when you're in a car that's doing bouncing.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. I don't have a bronco.
Is there any issues in Portland with low riding and kind of, does anybody ever get the police coming along and saying, that car's wonderful, or please don't lick it right here? That sounded weird. Please don't. Yeah, that didn't sound right. Well, you're going red. I'll check with you.
Sure.
Do you ever have any interactions with, law enforcement in Portland or Oregon?
We do have interactions with them, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
They're usually good interactions.
Good.
We're respectful, right? They tell us what we can and can't do, and we kind of try to abide by those rules a little bit. We bend them a little, but, we're still respectful, and they respect us. So.
Yeah. What are some of the things that police in Portland would prefer you not to do?
Just hopping when you're driving down the street, right? Actually getting the car off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They frown upon that quite a bit, actually.
Oh. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There is definitely parts of Portland and the surrounding area that have got quite a lot of holes in the road. So I would say hopping is a good way to avoid all the gosh darn potholes.
You can. We're not out there jumping holes very often, but.
Thank you, Majestics team, so much for talking with X-Ray FM and Talk to the Hand. So we're sat next to a very quiet and subdued individual who turns out he's a judge. He's doing his paperwork right now. You know, you've got columns. This looks very, very complicated. What are you judging these cars on?
We judge off of craftsmanship, body modifications, the pinstriping, murals. The craftsmanship is a lot of points.
Okay.
Interior. Gotta have a nice interior. Mm-hmm. Music. The chrome.
Okay.
It's gotta be nice chrome. Okay. Can't have chrome with
pits in it.
And the goldish. You gotta be perfect.
Okay.
You gotta have it's levels to the chrome. I mean you can get a cheap chrome and it's
yes.
yellowish and
yes.
you get perfect chrome when it's like bluish chrome.
Total points that you can score from a judge is 305 points.
Perfect.
And has anyone scored 305 yet?
Maybe 300.
And how many judges are there this year?
There are six of us. Each judge does about 50 to 60 cars.
And so that takes time. You've been judging since yesterday.
Well, I've been judging since yesterday, yes.
Do you get any kickbacks for that?
No. They don't treat
no. You know, no free T-shirt or, you know... Yeah, yeah. You got a t-shirt. All right, you got a t-shirt. I mean, that's
no,
something.
I mean, these guys, new guys for Lowrider, they're perfect guys. They know their mindset. They know what to do. They're young. They know what's going on out on the streets. They want to go by what everybody likes, so everybody can be, you know.
Yeah.
Follow their thing and perfect. They're trying to bring the magazine back.
Which is so great. I mean, the magazine's been around since 1977, yeah. And it's been owned by a number of different publishers. And yeah,
yes.
It's been a difficult ride because yeah. this popularity changes.
Yeah. You know, Carlos is doing everything he can to bring it back the way everybody likes it and everybody enjoys it.
What is the most extreme modification you've ever seen in your career as a judge?
Well, I mean, cut up trunk. You see that orange car?
I did.
It's all cut up. I mean,
yeah.
But again, you gotta have it nice. You can't just cut it up and just bring it to the show. There's a lot of cars over here with that paint. There's no paint on the car. There's quality of cars though.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Los Angeles, the cars on the, that's another level over there.
Right.
We have another level over there. Cars over here, like these cars, like the Majestic cars, they got some nice cars. They got some ideas, like they're building cars like the guys from Los Angeles cars.
That's nice. That's and LA definitely set the tone.
It's the capital of law writing.
What do you look forward to when you judge? What are you excited about?
I'm excited to tell everybody when they ask me a question, what can they do to their car? And I tell them, do this, do that, so you can.
Nice.
We have to talk to the people so they can know. I mean, you want everybody to win, but you know, there's a budget on this. It takes a lot of money to build these cars.
Yeah.
A lot of money, but a lot of people don't have that money.
Yeah, and that's really, from my understanding, is that's where low riding came in, is because people came back from the war and they couldn't afford to get the fast hot rods.
Yeah, plus, back then, they used to put the rocks, like the parking rocks, to put in the trunk so it can be low and drive it like that.
The paint jobs, I mean, that orange one in particular, I talked to that owner and he said he'd redone some of the paint over the past couple of weeks because he wanted it to be perfect.
Paint jobs, looking at the blue 64 out down here, it's 35,000. I mean, it's not like before. The paint jobs now, these days, is you pay what you get for though.
Yeah.
But you put all that money in there and not drive it, it's not worth it. You gotta drive your car.
That's a good point. And I hear that. A lot of people bring it in on a flatbed and they don't drive it.
I mean, why are you building a car if you're not going to drive it? expensive.
Yeah. What's your name? Sorry.
They call me Smiley.
So you were from earlier. You didn't want to talk to me earlier. Yeah. Now look at you. You are. Yeah. Well, you can't. Well, you can't you shut up.
Me. You got me on the corner. I can't leave.
No. No. Quick. Think of more questions before he leaves. Smiley. I can't leave. An absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank no you problem. So much. X-Ray FM. I'm here at the Locust Car Club. What's your name?
My name is Karina Vasquez.
There are a lot of different clubs and chapters represented here, and not so many that are female-based. How long has this car club been going?
We started in 2024. We are the first all-women's lowrider car club here in Oregon.
Do you have any cars on the floor today?
Yes, we do. I have my car, the red 64 Impala. I have my daughter, the purple Mustang, and then I have my sister with the Monte Carlo, and my mom, the president, with the Monte Carlo also.
I love that you have this club. Are you interested in taking new members? Are you always looking for more women to join with cars?
Yes, we're always looking for women that love to do this, and there's so many out there, but we are a club that loves to support women, to motivate women, and we're here. Like, if anybody would love to join the Locas, yeah, just reach out to one of our Instagram or our Facebook pages and just say, hey, I'd love to become a prospect.
I have a 2001 RAV4. What could I do to my vehicle to lowride it?
Okay, a RAV4, huh? I would say just customize it with some nice wheels and like probably some decals, Yeah, something like that.
So I couldn't put a hydraulic system in it then and get some leaks out of that.
Honestly, you'd probably be the first. So
It must feel really good when people are looking at your car and being like, look at that vehicle, that's a beauty.
It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and a lot of commitment to do that and bring out your car. And it's the best feeling for me is just going out there with my kids and just taking my car out for a drive. Best thing ever.
I love that. And you're teaching the next generation of girls that we can be gearheads too, and that's okay.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like women are coming up in the car, car scene for sure. I mean, and every car, like any type of model, import, muscle, lowrider car, all of them.
Thank you so much for talking to X-Ray FM. It's an absolute pleasure. And if people want to make contact with the Locust Car Club, they can go over to Instagram and just search Locust Car Club.
Yep, and Facebook also, Locust Car Club, yep.
Wonderful. And where are you? Do you have meetups? Do you have in-person meetups that people could come to?
We do post up shows and stuff. We do a lot of community events, and we do. We have a With Love car show coming up in September for the foster kids. So we'll be there.
Where is that?
In Tigard, Oregon.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll make sure that we highlight that coming up, because that sounds great. That's for a good cause too. So, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Natasha for X-Ray FM at the Lowrider Magazine Expo Center event. 2026.